Hey, good morning. It's Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Saturday, December 5th, 2009. Well, I just wanted to do a little reflective boo on our experience with Google Forms, Google Docs Forms. I'm having a great time with it. We did a reflective piece on what really was the best part of Thanksgiving, which follows up with our wall wisher that we did before Thanksgiving, where the students wrote what they thought was the best part of Thanksgiving for them. They typed it in. It looks like a little post-it note that they typed it in, and I think it only had to have 160 characters. And it worked great. The big drawback for me is that third graders really don't know how to type yet. Some do. It's put into our curriculum at our school in the second semester of third grade. So I'm kind of pushing it. So it took a little longer than I had anticipated, but we learned. And it really went well with our Thanksgiving wiki. Just had a great time with that. It all fell into place. Working with a kindergarten teacher in Canada, first grade teacher in Virginia, second grade teacher in Michigan, we're the third grade, fourth grade in Iowa, fifth grade in Montana. And it was very fun. Really enjoyed watching what other teachers did with their class. And it taught me some new things. I didn't realize how you can scan and put it into a table. That's what the first grade teacher did. The kindergarten teacher in Canada was able to take a screenshot on Google Maps to show his students where we were, because the states were very new to his students. And he also made a table where we compared and contrasted the holidays in Canada and the United States. So we all were free to do what we wanted. I was really excited for the gentleman who, the kindergarten teacher in Canada, he was working on this, showing his students the different places where the participants were from. And his principal and his superintendent happened to be walking in when he was doing that activity with his students. So he got great props for doing 21st century learning using the smart board and technology. And then after Thanksgiving, I thought I'd take the plunge, and I made a Google Forms document, embedded it into the wiki, and asked the question, what really was the best part of Thanksgiving? And within 30 minutes of dismissal, I had two students that already typed in their answer, and that was very exciting. And the first night, I think I must have had a total of 10 students that responded. The second night, maybe 10 more. I had 10 students that didn't respond, so they did it during their computer class time on Thursday. So it was very fun. The kids really enjoyed seeing the similarities. A lot said they enjoyed playing with their cousins. A lot had football. And it was fun just to get our feet wet. Well, now I'm planning on really using it for writing. And in school time, we will do a six-box think box where we fold up the paper and we write who, what, where, when, why, how. And the question will be, what are you looking forward to on Christmas break? So that will be done at school. At home, they'll do a pre-writing, rough draft. I'll prompt them to use a dictionary and to ask mom or dad or an older brother or sister to proofread and then to type it. And I think what's really cool about this is that I get a chance to see it quickly. Having 32 students, having notebooks, having papers, collecting, looking, grading, passing back is very time consuming. And so I get this instantly sent to my Gmail email address, and I can see how they do. The more practice in writing, the better. Right now, it's really exciting to do this. Maybe if this was an older class and they've been doing Google Forms for a long time, it's not very exciting. But right now it's really exciting, so I'm going to grab it and take advantage of it. And we're just going to go with it. And I'm hoping to have a writer's prompt once a week. Maybe it'll have to be like twice a month because, of time and all the other curriculum things. So that was what's going on with my 21st century learners. My partner teacher has been teasing me about this, and she said she's doing some old-fashioned paper and pencil, and they're having some pen pals in Oklahoma. But it works. They're writing. So everybody have a good day. Bye.